Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and actually someone who was here last week, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, has walked in. We allow him into the studio once a year.
He did a good job with the show last week.
Yeah, you know, I guess we got to give him props for the Scuba Radio Christmas play.
Breathe.
Yeah.
I am an accomplished actor.
Okay, well, I don't know about
that. They call me the Alec Baldwin of my generation.
I was thinking more the Billy Baldwin, but okay, I'll take it.
All right, fair enough.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, well, you know, he did pretty good in the Christmas play. Jerry the Diver Guy did really good. Props to him for filling in for Captain Patrick. And if you didn't catch the big presentation
last
week.
Stop listening now and go and listen to that.
Well, no. You
that was a highly produced, very successful program, and this one here is still a crapshoot.
We will be on the air until North Korea says we can't be on the air anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. Well, yeah, I did get this email right before the broadcast today, so it's anybody's guess what will happen for next week.
Hey,
however,
you know
you
what
weren't supposed to be here.
Yeah, you know what I'm actually angry about is there are zero mermaids here today.
Well, yeah.
It's a sausage fest.
Well, it's our annual Christmas weenie roast. Yeah. So.
Where's all the mermaids? The world famous Scuba Radio mermaids.
They wised up and after last week's
you scared
melee.
Bill scared them away.
Yeah,
with
pretty
his
much.
Blinking hat.
Well, wait a minute. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, I allowed you into the studio for the play last week, but this week you were you said you had to work, that you had a gig at the mall or something.
Yeah. I may be in between gigs.
Well, you lost your job.
I may pick
already?
Up a few days between now and Christmas, but next year is going to be a new horizon. I'm exploring new opportunities.
Okay.
Santa, I got something here for you.
Oh, what's he got? Is that a paycheck?
I got you
what
a
is
lucky money lottery ticket. 5 tickets.
Thanks. Thanks,
good
buddy.
Really?
Lucky
if
money.
If you win, of course, I expect you to take care of Bill, Greg, and I.
Tuesday, okay. December 23rd.
Wow.
God bless you, my son.
Jimmy the Bubble Boy comes through for Drunken Santa.
Do you have anything you'd like to confess? That's a new service I'm offering.
Really?
I'm expanding really, my portfolio.
Is that why you were fired from the gig you were supposed to be working today?
There's, you know, sometimes it's hard. I'm a people person, and I give and I give.
Yeah.
But sometimes Santa gets pushed too far.
He gets pushed too far. So what happened exactly?
Well, people, you know, they expect me to just give them whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the little kids come and visit
little
Santa.
Kids,
you're playing that
are,
role.
Some of them are older kids.
Yeah.
You know, should be have moved out of their parents' house by now, but haven't.
What is this tape that I was given before the show that said this was the reason you were fired?
I know nothing about that.
Okay. This I was given this tape, and one of your helpers said this is the why he's here today.
My helpers have not helped me too much because I don't have any.
You've abused them too much, evidently, over the last few weeks. But they've had enough of you. They fired you, evidently, is what I was told. And that's why you're here today.
Well, people, you know, you're taking pictures with little kids and sometimes animals.
Yeah.
And sometimes the children will give you notes
Okay, you know, well, like, letters here, to Santa.
Yeah, here's what I want for Christmas.
Oh, bring so you were doing this. Some of that, and this audio, this
you
tape.
Know, and I always, you know, sure, you know, Santa, but you know, be good. You're not, you're nice.
All right.
But sometimes, you know, you get nasty emails.
So you were communicating with some good little boy or girl.
Or so I thought.
All right, and this tape actually explains what happened? Or
I was exposed.
Documents?
And then I was fired. They let me go.
Interesting. Okay, well, let's see what this... I guess we'll play this at our own risk, and, you know, we apologize in advance. So here you go.
Dear Santa, how are you? How is Mrs. Claus? I hope everyone from the reindeer to the elves is fine. I have been a very good boy this year. I would like an Xbox 360 with Call of Duty 4 and an iPhone 6 for Christmas. I hope you remember that come Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, Timmy Jones.
Let's see here. Dear Timmy, thank you for your letter. Mrs. Claus, the reindeer, and the elves are all fine. Thank you for asking. Santa is a little worried about all the time you spend playing video games and texting. Santa wouldn't want you to get fat. Since you have indeed been a good boy, I think I'll bring you something you can go outside and play with. Like maybe some scuba gear. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus.
Mr. Claus, seeing that I have fulfilled the naughty versus nice contract set by you, I might add, I feel confident that you can see your way clear to granting me what I have asked for. I certainly wouldn't want to turn this joyous season into one of litigation. Also, don't you think a shot at my weight coming from an obese man who goes out once a year is a bit trite? Respectfully, Tim Jones.
Mr. Jones, while I have acknowledged that you have met the nice criteria, need I remind you that your Christmas list is a request and is in no way a guarantee of services provided. Should you wish to pursue legal action, well, that is your right. Please know, however, that my attorneys have been on retainer ever since the Burgermeister Meisterburger incident and will be more than happy to take you on in open court. Additionally, the scuba gear I mentioned will not only improve your health, but also your social skills and potentially help clear up that complexion that looks like the bottom of a Burger King fry bin most days. Very truly yours, S. Claus.
Now look here, fat man. I told you what I want, and I expect you to bring it. I was attempting to be polite about this, but you brought my looks and my friends into this. Now you just be disrespecting me. I'm about to tweet my boys, and we're going to be waiting for your fat ass, and I'm taking my game console, my game, my phone, and whatever else I want. Whatever I want, man. T-Bone, out.
Listen, pizza face, seriously? You think a dude that breaks into every house in the world on one night and never gets caught sweats a skinny G-banger wannabe? He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Sound familiar, genius? You know what kind of resources I have at my disposal. I got your crap wired, Jack. I go all around the world and see ways to hurt people that if I describe them right now, you'd throw up your Totino's pizza roll all over the carpet of your mom's basement. You're not getting what you asked for, but I'm still stopping by your crib to stomp a mud hole in your ass and then walk it dry. Chew on that, Petunia. S. Clizzy.
Dear Santa, bring me whatever you see fit. I'll appreciate anything. Timmy.
Timmy, that's what I thought, you little bastard. Santa.
What the hell was that? Oh, my God.
Sometimes our emotions get the best of us.
Yeah.
And that's really not in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, I would agree. That explains why you were booted from your gig. And why you're here today, and we have to...
I'm going to send Timmy some peppermint bark. And then maybe we can make things better.
Smooth it over a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you say so.
I'm not proud of that.
I think you
burned
that bridge.
But I'm glad you laughed at it.
Well,
I don't see what's so funny.
I, You know, it's one of those things, kind of like a...
How would you like me to stomp a mud hole in your ass?
Well, I don't. I'm not even sure what that means exactly.
Well, I know what the walking dry part means. It means it goes on for an extended period of time.
Whatever.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I apologize in advance.
Maybe I could do a podcast.
What do you mean?
Maybe you said I could do a podcast year round.
All right. Well, if you want to hear Scuba Radio Drunken Santa Christmas. Do his own podcast.
We could do Christmas and Easter.
What, you could do more of these? Like if someone wants to email you, you would correspond with them.
Sure. Why not?
Like little Timmy?
Why not?
Hmm. Yeah.
My borders are open, just like Cuba.
I need another cup of eggnog. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Kevin Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors. Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. It's a song all divers sing. I am old Kris Kringle. I'm the king of tinkling. Tinkle, tinkle, divers, in our wetsuits we will go. Then give your buddy high fivers with Scuba Radio. Ho, ho! Now you must believe that it's my pet peeve when some divers deny. They should just quit saying they hold it. We all know that's a lie.
Mom!
Tinkle, 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 in our wetsuits we will go.
Mom!
Take it from Kris Kringle on Scuba Radio.
I'm home.
On Scuba Radio.
Now,
ho, ho.
This won't hurt a bit.
I'm not so sure about that. It just goes from bad to worse.
That's fantastic.
You like that Drunken Santa, do you?
That's just quality entertainment.
If you say so.
Now, he has a different version of the song where he just talks about peeing in his pants.
Okay. Well, we'll leave that one for another day.
It's breathtaking.
Don't broadcast. Yeah,
bring a tear to your eye.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, well, we have Drunken Santa in the studio for one last time.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Of the year. It's that time of year where we allow him in from the street. It smells of meat and cheese and maybe turpentine.
Meat and cheese.
Is it well?
Hey, mall kiosks are a great way to pick up a quick snack.
If it's meat and cheese, it's meat and cheese from August. It does not smell like meat and
cheese.
No, there's nothing wholesome about the smell.
I didn't say anything about being wholesome. That definitely isn't the case. But this is our way we give back to the community. We bring them in, shelter them, you know, give them some eggnog.
Usually, there's some mermaids that sit on my lap. That is not the case this year.
We have peppermint bark for you this time. It's the dark chocolate version. So that's the best we got for you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You like it?
I prefer the bacala.
Okay. I don't know even if that's appropriate.
Baklava?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the layered Greek and Turkish dessert with the honey.
Yeah, he had,
and the pastry.
He got a...
And the nuts.
We did have a little
baklava.
Eggnog.
You prefer baklava, baklava to peppermint
to mix his rum with.
Baklava.
So he's good.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Okay. Jimmy the Bubble Boy's here. Wow. Bill the producer. And, of course, we have Vince from Spare Air. We have Palm Beach Phil. And hey, also Jerry the Diver Guy from the mountains of Virginia. He was with me in South Florida last week. But he had to go back to the Great White North. Or at least the hills of Virginia.
Is it snowy there in Virginia already?
Jerry, what do you think? Is it?
It snowed this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So you're, I don't know, basically it's, you know, we're glad we're not you kind of thing. Is that what
Jerry, I hate to rub it in, but it's 79 and sunny here in Palm Beach. And it's flat seas, and I'm going diving tomorrow morning, guys.
Very nice. Very
hate
nice.
To rub it in, but.
It sucks to be yo.
You sound all broken up.
I think he's got that backwards. I'm just saying. I don't know. But,
let's go back.
It's easier for him to make his plans because he knows it's going to be crappy weather, so he can sit inside and have a fire and drink some moonshine.
Well, it's going to be 60 degrees Monday.
Okay, well that's
good.
Not
the
so
mud
bad.
Will be fantastic.
Yeah.
But Tuesday, snow.
Tuesday, snow.
Wow.
So get in a quick dive on Monday, and then Tuesday, just sit there in your... You know, in your room and go, gosh, I wish it was yesterday. Or so I don't know what you do up there. But you know, you know.
Greg Holt, like, ladies and gentlemen, master of motivational speaking.
Yes. Thank you, Drunken Santa.
Please pick up his new book, I Wish It Was Yesterday.
Palm Beach
Greg.
Phil.
Greg.
Yes, has
Palm
come.
Beach. Palm Beach Phil here. I'm a little concerned. I think Drunken Santa is a little burned out with Christmas. I think it's just this year-in, year-out thing has got him a little down.
Yes, the year-in, year-out thing.
And I would like to see if he wants to sing.
He
wants to sing along with me, we wish you a scuba Christmas. Drunken Santa, will you sing along with me? We wish you a scuba Christmas.
All right.
You ready?
All right.
We wish you a scuba Christmas.
We wish you a scuba Christmas. We wish you a scuba Christmas. And I wish you weren't here.
Good tidings to you
and yours and your sister. And say hello to your mother. And tell her I said, what's up?
Woo!
Wow.
There you go. Now, I think, did that bring you up a little bit, Scuba Santa?
It did indeed.
We want you to make it through the season and deliver everything that you promised the whole world.
Oh, and don't you worry you about happy, Chris all. Krinkle.
You know, on that note, we do have a special Christmas song from Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit.
It's definitely time for that. We have raised the bar.
You go, Greg.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse.
Greggy.
We're gonna give it our best shot. Yeah.
She's my little strumpet.
I'll tell you what, she performed very good last week. And then she was great on the Christmas play, too. Hey! Ho!
Hello!
No, did you guys thought she did good last week, didn't you?
She looked very nice, too.
Well, our performance on the play, on the Christmas play, our Scuba Radio Christmas play was good. Right up there with Jerry the Diver Guy filling in for Captain Patrick, standing in for Captain Patrick. He did great. I mean, everybody
was good.
Did very, very well on the
Christmas
play.
Patrick's got a broken leg. Do you really need to rub it in by saying someone stood in for him? Since he cannot stand for very long. Is that really what you're doing here?
I won't stand for it. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Try the hot and cold salad.
Yeah. There's hot and cold salad.
Hot salad. Yes, hot salad.
We call it garbage.
Oh, boy. Did I apologize yet? I'm just
not yet.
Checking.
I've tried to get you to apologize, but you have not done it yet.
Okay.
We have to apologize to Cuba.
Why?
because they can hear us.
No, we'll release our emails.
Without Cuba, we wouldn't have our fine bananas that we enjoy every day with breakfast.
I don't think they're from Cuba.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Nicaragua. Not yet, anyway.
Deo. Deo.
Yeah. Yeah, for those of you just catching up, we have a new radio station down in the Florida Keys that actually gets out into Cuba. So they're listening to the show today, thinking this is what we have to look forward to? Woo.
They'll surrender right now.
Hey, what do they have to compare it to, for goodness sake? They're driving 1950s cars.
Gringos well, are yeah. Gringos.
I mean, this
are
is like the best
loco.
Entertainment they've ever had in their life.
Hey, boy, this is just top-notch entertainment,
this
is it not?
Like, yeah.
Know, this is what you know. This is what divers do on their surface interval. Just get together in a nice festive mood. It doesn't really have to be the holidays to have fun when you're a diver like us. And that's why we've been telling everybody to give the gift of scuba to join our little club this year, because it's the perfect gift during the holidays. It's the right color. It's the you never have to worry about the size. You just go in your
what
local
do you mean
dive
it's the
center.
Right color?
It's you don't have to worry about it. It's always the right color. Red and white stripes, you know, like a dive fly.
Oh.
You don't get this, Santa. You're dressed in red and white yourself. I mean, come on.
I thought you were making some sort of inappropriate statements.
Well, I'd never do that. That's,
well,
I'd leave that to
CJ
you.
If CJ was still here, he'd tell you about his candle collection.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that.
Also red and white. Who knew?
I don't even know what you guys are talking
That's
about.
That's just a wrapper.
That's like cranberries.
Right. Well, we got some prizes to award to some folks that have been giving the gift of scuba. That's coming up and much, much more. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
All right, thank you, Marker.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We have to, give a little shout out once again to our new station out there in the Florida Keys, WFFG 1300 from Havana down, well, from Homestead to Havana. The signal covers. That's quite nice. We got a new station in Chicago as well that has picked up the show, so we welcome our listeners there. Scuba Radio continues to grow despite our best efforts.
You know what? It's nice that we have a new station there in Chicago now that we've made fun of places with cold weather for 20 minutes. Thanks for letting us know about
that.
We
didn't make fun of people. We made fun of the people that... No, I guess we did.
Yes.
No, we didn't. You know, the thing is, when you're in a cold weather location, it just makes you appreciate the warm water diving that much more.
The best dive destination in the Chicagoland area is O'Hare Airport.
Exactly. And Jerry, the diver guy, lives up there in Virginia, in the mountains of Virginia.
The western part of Virginia.
No.
The eastern part of Virginia?
I don't know. He corrected me last week and
western
said, no, it's
part.
Not.
It's the western part of Virginia,
I
right?
thought you said don't say Virginia. It's not. It's not West Virginia. It's just Virginia.
Virginia, not West Virginia.
But it's in the western part of Virginia.
Virginia. They didn't give you quite
that
information.
That is way too confusing. And why don't you just move to West Virginia to make it easier for us to understand?
God no.
Okay. Evidently, I just started.
You may have said something. Well, you may have said something bad
or something. Yeah.
Where do you think Santa gets all his coal from? West Virginia.
Hopefully, this doesn't turn into the armpit again.
Oh gosh, let's not go there. Really, we don't want to do that.
No, that would.
We've offended enough people for 1 year. I think we've already reached our quota. Well, we reached it back in 2013 for the entire year of 2014.
Yes.
So
nice job. Nice. To be ahead somewhere.
Well, there you go.
It's
there's
like
always that.
Deficit.
Hey, if I'm going to, go big. You know, if you're going to offend people, go big. Right, Bill?
Why not?
Why not?
When we come back, we will insult the entire nation of Cuba yet again.
And debut a new song from the Scuba Cowboy for the holidays. That's coming up next.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
You stink. You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Dear Santa, bring me a manta. That's all I want for Christmas this year. Don't need snow or mistletoe. A sleigh full of presents or a bunch of little reindeer. I've been thinking about sinking down into the briny blue. A nice warm day and a big old man array will make my Christmas wishes come true.
That is the Scuba Cowboy. That is on his latest CD. If you go to thescubacowboy.com, you can order it.
Hey, thanks for all the presents, big guy.
Yeah.
All the best from the Scuba Cowboy.
I didn't get him anything. I don't know what he's talking about with his presents. Oh, he's not talking about me, I guess. Santa, has he been a good little diver boy this year?
He has been very good.
Yeah?
He's a good singer, and he's a songwriter, and he reminds me of a young John Denver.
Okay. All right. I guess that's a good thing.
A Bob Denver.
A Bob Denver. You mean Gilligan?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Get away to baklava.
Interesting. What about, can you bring him a manta? Santa, please bring me
There's
a manta.
There's an issue with trying to transport those things.
Is it against
you need to transport them in water, and water is very heavy.
Okay. It loads down the sleigh, makes it tougher to fly around the world. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I can maybe send him somewhere where there are mantas. Like, I could send him to Hawaii.
Well, Hawaii, I guess they got mantas there.
I mean, it's a lot of issues related to the whole manta issue and living in Colorado like the Scuba Cowboy does. I mean, really, where's he going to keep it? How's he going to keep the water warm enough?
Wildlife trade.
Sure, I'll keep it in my bathtub, but then you find out it's way harder than you think.
And much bigger than you think.
It's way harder, is it? Interesting. Okay. You know, diving with mantas is something that is cool, though. That is one of the coolest
things. Manta reminds me of like a giant tortilla.
A giant tortilla.
Like you could roll it up.
Well, you could, but that wouldn't be very comfortable for the manta.
Do they do that when they're scared? Do they roll up?
No. They curl up on the edges of their wingtips a little bit.
That's what I'm talking
about. Wait a second. Mantis wear wingtips?
Like shoes?
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, you guys are wrong. No, I've been accused of making a manta...
uncomfortable.
Poo it. Poo itself. What's the proper way? Relieve itself underwater. And everybody on the boat said, hey, you made that manta go. You know, he looked at me and sprayed the reef, so to speak. And I said, I did not scare the poo out of that manta. That just happened to be bad timing.
Or good timing.
Hey, good timing. With friends like you, who needs enemas?
Yeah. Someone laughed.
Yeah. With friends like you, who needs enemies?
Oh, boy. Wow.
Hey, I'm a dad. I have 10,000 of these.
Where's Pete from Scuba Board? He should be here with
He's writing and
pun.
Sending them.
He cannot save
right
you.
Now.
He's writing and sending them.
Yeah, yeah. But am I the only one in the group today who's dove with mantas? I know Bill hasn't.
You are such a bastard.
But what about Palm Beach Phil? Have you done a manta dive, Phil, or no? Have you dove with mantas, Phil? Phil? Oh, wait, we lost Phil. He hung up a long time ago. He left a long time ago. He said, I had enough
God
of you guys.
Year and a half.
He has to tune his guitar.
I've seen spotted eagle rays, Greg. Does that count?
I have also seen spotted eagle rays.
Those don't count. Mantas are a different animal altogether.
That's why they have a different name.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
They're flat and, you know, and stuff. But, they're the devilfish. The black tops, white bottoms, and can be huge. In the Galapagos, I did a manta. But actually, my first... Manta that I ever saw.
That's going to make them uncomfortable.
I'll just be quiet. The first manta I ever saw, believe it or not, was in was in Fort Lauderdale, where we were this past weekend, me and Jerry the diver guy. Did I ever tell you that story, Jerry? He's like, huh? What? I missed what?
Yeah, okay. I missed it.
You missed it. All right. Well, fair enough. No worries. We were on a dive in Fort Lauderdale just doing a typical dive. I think it was on the Sea Emperor. We were heading over to the Sea Emperor wreck site. And sure enough, off into my, off to the left, we were on scooters at the time. And we were cruising right along, coming over to the Sea Emperor wreck site. And I look over to the left, and sure enough, I see something. I'm like, no way. That cannot be a manta. Now, it wasn't a huge manta. It was a smaller one. And actually, thinking back, it could have been a different species than a manta. There's like these Mobleys, which are, I think that's Mobley, I think, yeah, you say it. It's either Mobley or, I think it's Mobley, because that's
sure
what
it's not Mowgli, the boy from Jungle Book?
No, that would be, actually, it might be.
Yes.
Might be.
Mowgli. Yes. Thank you.
Marianne
Thank
Mowgli.
You, Ka.
Burn the subsidies. Anyway, so
Baloo.
They have these different types of mantas, and it was a smaller one. But sure enough, we looked at them, and it's a manta, no way. And so you just never know what you're going to see. That's what sets these dives apart.
Proof, or it didn't happen.
What do you mean, proof? I have a picture somewhere. It happened. I had witnesses.
Photoshop.
No,
do you guys
witnesses.
Ever think you make this stuff up?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
No. Why do you say that? Why would I? You know, I have no reason to lie. I'm not a fisherman.
Because you have nothing better to talk about. So we don't have any more songs to sing for Christmas.
No, wait a minute.
So you start just making up stuff.
No. Drunken Santa. You know who's been naughty.
You have
or
a
nice.
Duty to speak the truth to your listeners. Duty.
What are you? I'm not. I'm speaking the truth. I've seen a manta down in South Florida.
You said it was a Moby.
Do you know what really make this conversation better? Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit mom.
Yes, Kelly makes everything better.
She won't talk to us.
In a sweater.
Will she sing to us?
No, she will sing to us. We got that coming up.
With a fucking fine Levi's and a sweater kind of tight.
Yeah,
she
okay.
She has a West Coast strut that is sweet as molasses.
Wow, we need to cut him off. No more eggnog.
Oh, really not me. I want them Brazilian asses.
He stopped drinking the eggnog. He's just drinking straight out of the bottle now, isn't he?
It's Christmas time.
Oh, brother.
And Greg's talking about Moby
no, Dick.
No,
Moby.
No.
We're all superstars.
Yeah.
Bill.
I don't know, Vince, you've been diving around quite a bit. Vince from Spare Air is with us. Vince, what about you? Have you dove with mantas before or no? What do you think? Say that one more time. He cut out a little bit there, man. Say it one more time. Have you? Or yes or no? That's good enough.
By your command.
We're having a little technical difficulty connecting with Vince right now.
Resistance is futile.
I do that when I don't want to answer questions, too. It does not work in court.
I'm losing a connection. I can't hear you.
I don't want to be associated with this radio show. Anyway, yeah, maybe. But
then
you know,
your lawyer says stop it and answer the judge.
But the thing is, you know, when it comes to any type of marine life, that's why I like ocean diving as opposed to doing cave stuff. Because
there's more stuff to make up stories about?
No, because anything can happen. Whereas when you're in a cave dive, not to knock it, but you can see cool stuff all the time, and you know, but once you do the dive, say if we were in Devil's Den or Jenny Springs, doing a little spring diving, I mean the water is gin clear, which is beautiful and stuff like that. But once you've done it,
gin.
You come back 6 months later or several years later, for that matter, and the dive site hasn't changed at all. Whereas you go down to a ocean dive, whether it's in Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, California, anywhere in the world, and literally the dive site and the marine life can change. From 1 minute to the next, and the conditions and everything else. So that's what's kind of cool to it about it for me, because you never know what to expect. And sure enough, on one dive, I see a manta cruising through the water column in South Florida. That was unexpected. That was a special gift that I'll keep for me with me forever, and I'll be able to share it with slubs like you and rub it in to say, hi, I got to do this, and you didn't. So suck it!
Hey, Greg, you know what I saw one time in a cave?
What's that?
Slee stack.
What? A slee stack?
Oh, wait. No, that was Chaka Khan.
Really? Jimmy, can you kind of do something about...
Santa? I've tried.
Yeah. There's not much.
Is it happy hour yet?
Yeah. No, well, just cut them off. Really.
When is it two for ones?
Brother. All right, look, we have a liveaboard trip. If you're given the gift of scuba, you can give them scuba lessons. What about a dive trip? How about a trip with us to join us October 3rd, 2015? We're going to the Turks and Caicos with Explorer Ventures for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We have Catherine Castle from Dive Training Magazine. She's like the editor-in-chief. She'll be a great addition, as well as Scuba Pro. All the information is scubaradio.com or go to exploreventures.com. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Ooh, is that fruitcake? Oh, I love fruitcake.
I am Christmas.
Scuba Santa, to sleep is not under the tree. For me, being another dive girl, scuba Santa, but we can still go diving tonight.
This is not an artificial tree. This is aluminum.
Scuba Santa, there's something I think you should know. I show, 'cause scuba radio. Hey, scuba Santa, so listen and we go diving tonight. So listen and we go dive tonight.
And I know what I want for Christmas. Earplugs. But maybe that's just me.
My pants are tight.
Okay. Oh, brother. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa's in the studio. That was Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. And she could not be with us here in the studio today because, well, the... restraining order has not
hasn't stopped,
hasn't worn off yet or expired.
Between her and Santa?
Well, pretty much everyone.
Leave me
in the
out of this, Bubbles.
Yeah. All right. Well, but
I believe it's pronounced Buble.
Speaking of Scuba Radio Santa or Scuba Santa, you know what? We'll go around the room and you can play this game at home as well. You got a couple days left or a few days left here before the big Christmas day. And what might show up under your Christmas tree? What kind of dive gear or dive related gift would you like, Bill? What would
you
like?
Thanks for starting with me.
Yeah.
After all the advance warning I got,
were you not listening?
When did I start listening?
You should already know what you want for Christmas.
I know what I want for Christmas.
Yeah. You want to go down and
actually, you know what I really like, and it's kind of weird. It's not super dive related, but I love the resource books that you use to identify fish and the Reef ID books. I love those.
All right,
that answer. Good answer.
I could have a whole shelf full of those.
Good answer.
Paul Heumann and the gang there at Ned DeLoach. They
good
have
answer.
The Reef ID catalogs. Jimmy the Bubble Boy. What do you think? Is there something on your scuba list that you would like to get for the holidays?
Oh, every year it's the same thing.
Yeah. Which is?
All expense paid trip to diving in Lake Titicaca.
Interesting.
Highest elevated navigable body of water on the planet.
Yes.
Hmm.
Or an oceanic digimask.
A digimask?
Digimask.
Yeah. Digital mask.
You mean a data mask?
Data mask.
Okay.
No, he means a digital mask. He means
printed on a 3D printer.
One of those.
Hey, maybe Santa will bring you a razor.
A razor? Why?
So you can shave that thing on his face. You look like a terrorist.
I feel like a terrorist.
His mask would seal better
seal better.
That's true. If
that's
he shaved
nonsense
that off.
On your face. That's there.
True. Maybe he's in disguise. He's incognito.
He's wanted by the law, is what you're saying, Drunken Santa.
Jimmy incognito?
You never know.
All right. Well, Jimmy, that's an idea that we'll file accordingly. Jerry the Diver Guy, I don't know. Jerry, what do you think? Is there something for Christmas that is dive-related that you're hoping will show up under your Christmas tree this year, or what? What do you think?
Tank room.
Well, I was hoping for a new moonshine steel, but I would be more than happy with a Turks and Caicos Live Aboard Adventure.
Well, you know what?
At least you're going small.
You can have one by calling 1-800-322-3577 and tell them at Explore Ventures that you want to get on board the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. They'll be glad to accommodate you. I have no doubt about it. And there are still a few spaces left. Oh, you want Santa to come with you?
Yeah, Santa needs to go ahead and call that.
Oh, Santa will call and act as your secretary.
Oh, well, why don't we do that live? Let's dial them up.
How would this work?
Santa on the phone.
Hello?
Yeah? There's Fuller Ventures. Can I help you?
Yes, give me... Nancy, give me Klondike 645. Hello.
There is no Nancy here.
Listen, Nancy.
What?
Santa needs a little help tonight.
Okay.
We got some liveaboards that we need to give to some good little divers.
Okay. All they got to do is book it. We'll take a deposit. You put 30% down now, and then you pay the balance 90 days out. It's October 3rd for the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise.
I'm
going to
have my accountant take care of that. His name is Greg the Dive Master.
What? Really? His money's no good here.
If you don't want to call, you can actually go online too, right?
ExploreVentures.com. And we have information about the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in October on the front page here at ScubaRadio.com as well. Jerry the Diver Guy, I know you've been scouring the web. Do you got someone we should award this spare air that we have to give away to a good little diver boy and girl today that shared the gift of scuba? What do you think? Hello? Jerry. What? Jerry, where are you? Oh, no, Jerry's not here. Boy, we got Vince.
Hey, man, Jerry's not here, man.
No, Vince is here. No, Jerry had somebody. I know. He has somebody that he had found on the web, and then he promptly hung up the phone as soon as we connected with Explore Ventures, and Drunken Santa called them to book the trip. But Vince,
don't
I'll tell you what.
Don't put this on me.
No, I'm putting it on you for sure. But Vince is back with us from Spare Air, and he's been nice enough to give us one of these, to give the gift of life. And we're going to give this to a lucky, a good little diver boy and girl today, Vince, and we thank you for that. Okay, buddy?
Sure, no problem.
Yeah, that's what they do there at Spare Air. They're a very giving company. out there in California. And Vince, I don't know, maybe you'll join us on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. I know you're planning on it, right?
Oh, I'm going to. There's no question about it.
All right. Well, there you go. We got a commitment from Vince. We'll award. Well, you know what? We're going to just surprise some folks this week at the last minute, right before Christmas, that have shared that gift of scuba at scubaradio.com. We'll connect with Jerry the Diver Guy. He had picked someone for the spare. We'll get the name out there on next week's show. Till then, Merry Christmas to you. And we'll talk to you one more time before the end of the year. And that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.